Welcome to Lesson 2 of Arabic in Context series. Before proceeding, it is very important that you learn Lesson 1 first before proceeding with Lesson 2, because they are connected. On the difficulty scale, today's story belongs to the beginner's level. Our goal today is to fully understand a new story that you haven't seen before and be able to translate it depending on the knowledge you'll get today and the last lesson. We'll first read the story slowly together. Meanwhile, you'll try to link the meaning of words using the corresponding colors. Next, I'll highlight the new verbs and vocabulary with their meaning. Afterwards, we'll read the story again, without translation and a bit faster this time. Then we'll view the new vocabulary again, and you'll have the choice to use flashcards to learn the vocabulary completely. And then, at this point, you should be able to reach your goal by understanding a new story that you haven't seen before. Now, let's get started. الأرنب الكسلان. في الصباح خرجت الأرانب تبحث عن غذاء. قال الأرنب الكسلان: سأنتظر حتى يأتي الطعام. فجاء الليل والأرنب جوعان. خرج الأرنب يبحث عن طعام. سمع الأرنب صوتا. خاف الأرنب ورجع حزينا. قال الأرنب: لن أنتظر طعامي بعد اليوم. Now we're going to have a look at the new verbs that we have seen in this story. خرج يبحث عن يأتي سمع خاف رجع. And the new nouns: أرنب, الصباح, الليل, غذاء, طعام, صوت, اليوم. And here are some language chunks that we have seen in the story, and you can use in different situations later on if you want to. س لن أنتظر بعد اليوم في الصباح في الليل حتى جوعان حزين. And now we're going to read the story one more time, a little bit faster and without translation. الأرنب الكسلان. في الصباح خرجت الأرانب تبحث عن غذاء. قال الأرنب الكسلان: سأنتظر حتى يأتي الطعام. فجاء الليل والأرنب جوعان. خرج الأرنب يبحث عن طعام. سمع الأرنب صوتا. خاف الأرنب ورجع حزينا. قال الأرنب: لن أنتظر طعامي بعد اليوم. Here is the new vocabulary one more time. and I highly recommend using the link in the description to learn the vocabulary properly using flashcards. It is a website called Quizlet.com, which is pretty well known among language learners. All what you need to do is go to the link with the list that I prepared for you. Then you'll see this screen with the words list. If you want to listen to the word one more time, you can click on the sound button and you'll hear my voice saying the words.
اليوم, today.
On the left-hand side, you can see the recommended steps that you should take in order to learn the words effectively. I recommend going through these steps one after the other. The first one there is the flashcards function, which is going through the words and learning them, and at the end it will take you to the next step and so on.
خرج, went out.
One of the best functions is dictation, in which you will hear the word being said and then you will try and type it yourself.
سمع, الليل.
So make sure you use this function in order to learn the vocabulary before proceeding to the next step of this lesson, which is the quiz about Lesson 1 and Lesson 2, which is a story that you have not seen before, but it contains all the vocabulary that you've learned in Lesson 1 and Lesson 2. Make sure you read the story and replay it one more time and try to translate as much of the story as you can and put the translations in the comments and I will check it out and give you my feedback if you need to see my feedback. باسم والجد. خرج باسم في الصباح يبحث عن جده. فقال باسم: لن أنتظر حتى يأتي جدي. وعاد باسم إلى الحقل حزينا. وفي الليل لاحظ باسم أن جده مريض. سأل باسم الطبيب: هل جدي مريض؟ قال الطبيب: نعم، وأعطاه الدواء. فرح باسم وفرح جده. Now you can replay this story one more time so that you can get the hang of it. And the point is that you're going to try to use the knowledge that you have got from this lesson and the previous lesson to translate as much of the story as you can. You can leave your translations in the comments below and I'll give you my feedback if you want to have my feedback. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of today's lesson. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.